I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Despite persecution in India, India Gospel League is seeing many people turn to Christ. Executive Director of the India Gospel League, Dr. David Rice, says church growth has been phenomenal.
As we roll into 2010, we're actually seeing about 700 new churches planted every single month.
They also focus on community development, medical care, and orphan ministry. While persecution is happening, Rice says God has been gracious.
We've not had any of our pastors in India actually be killed, but many of them have been beaten. Many of them have been persecuted for their faith. In the face of that persecution, the church seems to be fueled by that.
Next, church leaders are trying to figure out the best way to help the Evangelical Free Church of Congo, and they're trying to meet the needs of the thousands displaced by fighting in northwest Congo. Reach Global, the EFC of Congo, Reach Africa, and the Bangui Evangelical School of Theology are meeting in the Central African Republic to discuss ministry partnership projects as well as future ministry plans. Pray for the developing ministry partnerships as they work towards sharing the gospel with the region. And Colombian youth are recruited to perpetuate a cycle of violence. One Hope's new dramatic film, Entus Manos, tells the story of a boy who found a way out. He'd agreed to kill a pastor so he could join a gang, but the gospel reached him first. One Hope's Rob Hoskins says,
"We believe that if young people can see that the answer is not in violence, but that Jesus can break that cycle of violence that existed in their homes and in their nation, that true transformation can come, true hope can come. And, of course, by working alongside of the local churches across the country, that's where we're really going to see the discipleship and long-term fruit come."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.